John Foley, glad you're here with me. It's wonderful to be connected to you and introduced to you and all the great things you have going on. I'm very glad you're here with me on Prelusum.
Thank you. Thank you. Really, really nice to be here, and I'm excited to be part of this.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we will get right into it, my friend. First question for you, John, is what is your business?
I'm a fractional chief revenue officer or CRO, and I provide insight and expertise to startups and small, medium-sized businesses. I really specialize in driving revenue growth, optimizing businesses' sales strategies, and creating scalable growth through strategic insight, implementation of new go-to-market strategies.
What would you say compelled you to start your own practice or your own business?
I think it was recognizing that there was a gap for high-level sales and revenue leadership in this sort of segment, in that startup or scale up, a small, medium-sized business, that it was difficult for them to be able to obtain the level of strategy or level of experience that someone like I can provide without a huge cost or a really long time horizon. And so I saw this gap that really only fractional leadership or fractional CRO could provide for a business.
I applaud you for really capitalizing on that and recognizing that gap and really taking the initiative and doing this yourself, right? And there's a lot of things that you can do in the fractional space, but really when it comes to the people that you work with, covering and really closing that gap is really, really key. And it leads me to my next question, John, is how would you say that you're leading the way with the work that you're doing?
So what I focus on is a very data-driven and embedded approach to the work that I do. So less of a traditional consulting or advising type approach. With that traditional consulting or advising, which some people love that, but that typically looks at an organization very much from the outside of the organization. And so they may do, a questionnaire or have a few conversations with key leaders in the business, and that gives some level of insight. Maybe they make a couple of recommendations based on that. And then typically the individual, leaves and moves on to the next company to do that again. Where what I differ, and I think how I lead in the industry, is really an in-depth look at what are the strategies. What is the structure? What are the processes that the organization has in place now? And then where are the gaps, and what can be implemented to bridge those gaps? So, for example, some things that I do are actually like onboard to an organization that I work with. And so I get very deep and very embedded. I shadow people within their sales team or their customer success team for sometimes even a couple of days initially. And that really gives me like the level of insight. And then also combine that with looking at a lot of data, a lot of reporting on the key metrics, key KPIs, that paints a picture of where the opportunities are and also what's working really well and they should keep doing as an organization. And all of that for me adds up to kind of what I refer to as their level of sales discipline for their organization. And that gives the foundation for growth or transformation, having that really deep level of insight. And that way, when I'm coming back and I'm recommending, it's not a canned recommendation from, 10 other businesses that I've worked with in the past and like, hey, here's what, worked well over here and that will work for you. Like, no, it's actually very tailored and very specific to the organization. And then they see strong results from those recommendations and the things that they implement. And I also go through the implementation process with them. That's one of the other key differentiators is a lot of people will kind of, again, make these recommendations and move on. And I make sure that what I'm advising them or helping them with gets across the finish line because that's really what matters and creates the change.
Who would you say are your ideal clients or who are you typically working with currently?
For me, that's companies that typically have somewhere between 5 million and 49 million in annual revenue. They could be a Series A or early Series B startup. It could also be a small, medium-sized business in that range. It could be a company that was bought by private equity, and they're looking to grow or expand. And then in terms of industry, I have a lot of deep experience with marketplace companies, startups, health tech, restaurant or hospitality tech, and SaaS businesses. And then the last thing is really important for me is the culture of the organization. And so that's kind of a non-starter for me. I look for a culture of people that are really willing to learn and grow. And so when I make recommendations or help them implement solutions, they're open to change, and there's a culture of embracing change in the organization, because that's what you find, you know, actually creates the growth, creates the ability to scale, is the company's culture to embrace change.
What would you say the ideal conversation is you're looking to start with prospective clients or people that you're really getting started with? What's that ideal conversation look like to you?
It starts with learning a lot about where their business is at, the journey that they've been on so far, the things that they've tried, what's worked, what hasn't gone the way that they expect it to go. And then really, like, what's keeping them up at night? What are the key challenges that they're trying to solve for a business, and then how my experience might fit in, you know, in terms of their go-to-market strategies, the current processes they have, the current structure that they have. Sometimes in that conversation, I actually find that, you know, I'm not the right fit for the organization, and that's really important. My level of experience and my expertise has to be able to fit with what they're looking to do and what their goals are and what they can accomplish. And sometimes, you know, that might actually be someone that has a different level of experience than I do. And because that fit is really so important. And so that's the, you know, things that we'll initially talk about in the start of the conversation.
And last one's Boris here, John. Who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners? Who are the ones that can lead you to those ideal clients?
That would be a mix of different profiles. That could be, you know, someone that is a partner at a venture capital firm, and they have a company or a business that's not growing or scaling at the speed or the direction that they want it to. It could be a, you know, similar scenario for private equity, a private equity partner. It also might be a full-time or fractional CFO. A lot of times those individuals see the downstream impact of a sales organization that doesn't have as much discipline as it should, or the right level of strategy, or could also be a marketing partner in the organization. So that could be a full-time or fractional CMO, and maybe they're driving, you know, for example, they're driving a lot of marketing inbound, and they've really scaled up that side of the organization, but they're not seeing the conversion due to that lack of sales process or sales strategy in place.